Why do we never believe them?
These people know.
Who knows?
The governments know. This has been well planned. This is Agenda 2030. This is the Great Reset.
Somebody mentioned to go on to Google and go into the news section and then type in died suddenly. And lo and behold, here's a whole listing of people, of articles, of people within that last week who died suddenly. Older people, but a lot of younger people throughout around the world.
And then you find out they were vaccinated. And so it's like, okay, so it's the vaccine might be causing this.
Most people don't want to know what's in the vaccines.
But yet when we open it almost 2 years into this, we find that it still says intentionally blank.
In fact, nobody wants to know what's in the vaccines because, look, if people understood what was in the vaccine, they'd go apeshit.
It's just there's something different about the blood. Something's causing this, and something needs to be said. Somebody needs to look into it. I talked to other embalmers that have 30, 40, even 50 years of experience. Have you guys ever seen this stuff before? And the answer was always, I've never seen anything like it.
Why is Bill Gates involved in public health? And why does public health spend the first part telling you how the world is overpopulating?
And at first glance, this is a bit scary.
U.S. life insurance companies have reported an overwhelming and unexplainable increase in all-cause deaths among 18 to 49-year-olds.
That's a 12 sigma event, one in 800 years, 12 standard deviations above the mean.
No one's even calculated that. It's apocalyptic.
I thought he was protected with that Pfizer.
There's a huge part of me that feels a responsibility for everything that's happened. I'm so sorry.
The doctor, after a while, came out and said, your son's dead, you can go home now.
Who knows? Young people are dying, is this.
To Mr. Hirschman, this is different. This isn't normal, is it? And he said, absolutely not.
The dead can't speak for themselves, so therefore, I have to speak for them.
We're connecting dots here. You know, there's no way that type of obstruction would not cause stroke, heart failure.
My sister died. She was 58, and she died suddenly on Friday of a heart attack.
They will do with you what they feel like doing to you. It's the new bullet. It's the new missile. It's the new form of warfare.
I wanted people to understand that we're in a fifth generation warfare for the heart and the mind.
This is the greatest orchestrated die-off in the history of the world.
There's most definitely evil in this world, and evil like we could not possibly imagine.
Feel the heart. Experience the soul. Community Pulse.
A very warm welcome to Radio 786 100.4 FM, also 1584 medium wave in Pretoria. A beautiful Thursday morning, alhamdulillah. And today, the 11th day of January 2018. And it is the start of another edition of Community Pulse. In this edition, we start off, it's Thursday, so we start off with Dr. Faiz Kirsten. And today, he has a very interesting discussion lineup for you. We start off with the dangers of EMS, that is electromagnetic fields. And of course, we find out all about what that is and some of the dangers of that, inshallah, in this edition. You can be part of this conversation, 021-6991-786 or 0786-10-11-12. Dr. Faiz, assalamu alaikum and shukran for being here.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Zainab. How are you today?
Very well, alhamdulillah. You look extremely serious this morning.
Not really. More serious. That's just like a deceptive look.
Okay. We of course have a very interesting discussion that we need to talk about, electromagnetic fields. So where do we start with this?
Well, it's a serious discussion, a serious topic. So maybe that's why I'm looking seriously. I didn't realize it was a subconscious thing. Zainab, I just want to recap about the vaccine story last week. One of the listeners called in and he said, what are we doing about these things? You know, which is a very good question, you know. Now, I've been trying to do things for many years in finance, economics, healthcare. But the vaccine issue is really, you know, it really bothers me because it's already causing massive problems across the world, and this together with EMFs, I think, you know, has the potential to bring humanity to an end, actually. Quite honestly, I don't know what God's plan is for humanity, but if you're talking about extinction, you know, EMFs coupled with vaccines and all the other things that's happening to humanity, we on the road to possible extinction. And that may sound like this doctor's being alarmist, but if you look at the facts, if you look at the research, you know, and what EMFs are doing and what vaccines are doing, just those two alone, just using your common sense, you know, you cannot go on like this forever and have a viable population on this planet.
I always ask people the question, what's the first thing you must know in order to win a war? And when this question came to mind many years ago, I went out and asked people this very question. You know, I asked many people, what is the first thing you must know in order to win a war? And literally everybody got, I can't think of anybody who got the question, gave me the right answer. Literally everybody got it wrong. Everybody would say, you must know yourself. I said, but yes, you must know yourself in order to win a war, but that's not the first thing. Then they would say, oh, okay, you must know your enemy. And I say, yeah, you must know your enemy also, but that's not the first thing. And then I would give them the answer. The first thing you must know in order to win a war is that you are in a war. If your enemy has declared war on you and you don't know that, it's not your enemy's problem, it's your problem, right? Because the enemy is going to decimate you and you're not even going to defend yourself because you don't even know you're in a war. That's exactly the situation we're in today. Now, not only that people don't know they're in a war, they don't know that they are in a holistic war. Now, what do I mean by holistic war? You are an holistic human being, right? You're a holistic entity. You have four aspects to your being. You have a physical aspect, your physiology, your physical body. You have a mental aspect, a psychological aspect. Okay, that's your mind. Then you have a social aspect, a sociological aspect, which is your relationships with people. And then you have a spiritual aspect, which is your relationship and your connection to the Creator. The attack on you is an holistic attack, right? A complete holistic attack. I've studied the global health crisis. It's not just the physical health crisis, it's the psychological health crisis also. Massive mental health problems across the world, right? There's a sociological health crisis also. People's relationships all messed up, you know, the kids with their parents, spouses, all of this, right? And with the Creator also, that connection has been broken. So people are now atheists and Satanists and humanists and secularists and all of these terms that they use, but they're not connected to the Creator any longer. And that's the attack on you, to destroy everything about your being, right? And once they've done that, then you're basically no longer really a functional human being. And this is the problem. We're sitting with a world full of, unfortunately, dysfunctional human beings, okay? And sick and disempowered human beings. That's one of the goals of the Institute mission, is to empower people. Because I realize I'm not gonna make a difference as a doctor if I also don't empower my patients, besides treating their clinical problem, their physical problem, they need to be empowered. So the attack is holistic. And this, I call this COVID-19 vaccines, these are biotech weapons of mass destruction. That's, if you want to have a clear description of what they are, they are biotechnology or biotech weapons of mass destruction. They are designed to basically destroy and kill. I mean, destroy to make sick. And I actually call them this, I call them the mother of all vaccines. When I got to know about these vaccines last year, I said, this is the mother of all vaccines, the MOAV. You've heard of the MOAB, which is the mother of all bombs, which they dropped on Afghanistan, a massive bomb, right? So I said, this is the MOAB, the mother of all vaccines, okay? Because this vaccine is designed to track you, to control you, to render you ill, and to kill you. Track, control, render ill, and kill, right? If you look at the biogel hydrosensor that they're planning to put in these vaccines, I'm not sure if they're already doing it with these current batch of vaccines, but ultimately it's designed to track you, control you, make you sick, and kill you. And already people are dying. I mean, I think the death rate now in America on VAERS is that 1,200 people have died already from these COVID-19 vaccines, and thousands have been rendered ill, gone to emergency rooms and hospitalized and so forth. So to answer your question, these are definitely bioweapons. I mean, no doubt about that. And if anybody thinks they're there to help and heal humanity, they're completely deceived, completely.